Two, three.
Aloha.
What a fucking legend.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Yep. Whoop, whoop. Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's a Baller Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 554 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. We love that you're here with us. We love hearing from you. So it would be cool if you wanted to, if you reached out, you can send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We also listen to your and play your voicemails here. 949-464-TBLS is where you get a hold of us. We love to hear from you and we hope you would reach out. I am joined, as always, by our dear friend, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy? Ow, I just kicked the desk.
I'm okay. I went to a Wu-Tang concert this past weekend.
How many members?
It was great.
Oh, what? Oh,
it was not billed as Wu-Tang. It was billed as Ghostface, GZA, and Raekwon. But then, like, a couple of the kind of 9th and 10th best known Wu-Tang guys showed up. And then
Nas back to deck.
It was great.
Yeah,
it
that's cool. That sounds fun.
But
yes,
I wanted to talk about, so we all have fast food from time to time, and it tastes good. It's not the best, the healthiest choice, sure. But we know, but you go and you're like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm going to enjoy this meal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to enjoy it for the 11 seconds that it takes to eat it. We have a place here in Southern California, Ed. It's called Del Taco. And when you are tired and hungover, there is nothing on the planet better than Del Taco. You get the bag, you open it up, the bag, and you eat it, and it's fucking fantastic.
Gotcha.
If you get the bag and you wait 4 to 5 minutes and then open it and eat it, it's the most disgusting food you've ever seen in your life. It needs to be consumed.
Does the bag turn translucent after a while? Yeah,
it's suddenly neon. So I get what you're saying.
But,
yeah,
you know, my instinct when I eat fast food is not to go narc on the country's best hero. I know. That's not what I'm agree. Biting into a Big Mac. I'm thinking, all right, this is good. I'm going to pay for it later, but let me enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, hey, the guy over there looks like the CEO assassin. Let me go call the Altoona PD, who can help out the $10 billion a year NYPD, took 2 days to find a bag of Monopoly money.
Look, I'm not one. I don't advocate for indiscriminate, or in this case, discriminate murder of CEOs.
Same.
But also with, like, I'm not looking to narc anybody out, you know, like this ain't got shit to do with me. This ain't my problem.
It's one thing. If the guy on the loose was a Subway shooter, he's just shooting up random people.
Sure.
It's another thing when nobody eating at that McDonald's was it at all at risk.
Yeah.
Cause he's just looking for a CEO.
Yeah.
Of a vile industry that America cripes up.
He's,
and also, I am still coming to terms with how handsome he is.
Gorgeous. The man's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
He's, well, cause you know how, like, sometimes, well, take for instance, somebody who apparently, and not to get too off track, but I am a little, I mean, I'm perplexed. I have questions. When there's a manhunt for the biggest, the FBI's number one most wanted for the last week guy in the world, and he's found at a McDonald's
in Altoona, PA.
In Altoona, PA, possessing all of the evidence needed to convict him of the crime he's accused of. He's got multiple fake IDs. Well, one fake ID wasn't enough. He's got his manifesto on hand. Who doesn't leave house without their manifesto?
You bring a manifesto to McDonald's?
Yes, and he's got the murder weapon, apparently, in his possession with him at McDonald's. And like, look, they got DoorDash these days. Just chill at the safe house. It's just like a little bit too perfect.
This isn't the time to be out and about.
Yes, it's a little bit too perfect. It's a little too wrapped up in a bow. But that... No, I've lost my point. I had another point, and then I went aside on... Okay, we're talking about Luigi.
Narking on.
Getting narked. Oh, fuck. Being in public. See, this is... I got to stop with the tangents.
I wanted him to stay at large forever.
Of course.
But...
Yeah, on the right.
I also like...
Yeah.
That, and we'll talk about a story later, but I want the discussion to be healthcare. It's fucking vile.
It is. But that is the discussion. He's got the nation talking because everybody's coming forward. I saw one story where people are like, somebody was like, yeah, people haven't been, people from here. Well, we're the most propagandized country in the world. Like everything we believe is typically bullshit that's perpetuated by the CIA mostly. And one of those things is we pay for good healthcare. We have the shittiest healthcare system on the planet. We do not have a healthcare system. I saw somebody tell a story the other day that their kid got sick in Chile. They were at a hotel or something in Chile. Their kid got sick. So they called a doctor and a nurse were dispatched to their hotel room, assessed the child's condition, made a prescription, and we're on their way for a total of $50. That's how paid healthcare works. Like what we have in this country is pathetic, yeah. and it's designed that way. It's designed to be bad.
I saw one of these maps that it's serious but a joke, and they showed like percentage of the world's medical bankruptcies in the United States is like 99%.
All of them.
99%. And then there's like Australia and Canada share like a tenth of a percent or something
exactly.
Like that.
Yes, exactly. It's and then an nowhere embarrassment.
Else, that's just not a thing. You don't go bankrupt because like there's no what's GoFundMe to pay for fucking cancer treatments.
Yeah. We're in the richest society that's ever existed, mind you. We're not in the fucking Democratic Republic of the Congo here. This is the United States of America. We are the richest country on the planet. And yet our people suffer. And that's on purpose. I remember what I was going to say. It's always disappointing. Like, so apparently, and you know, I'm taking it with a grain of salt at this point. Our guy, Luigi Mangione, was
a surf accident is the thing that people are piecing together
was inspired by another hero of ours, Ted Kaczynski.
I did see that.
But Ted Kaczynski,
his methods
were flawed. His reasoning was accurate. His methods were flawed. Right. But his we've talked many times that the artist's rendering of Ted Kaczynski was a fucking hot piece of ass. Like,
he was like looking like Luigi in a hoodie.
Yeah, he was the original Luigi Mangione. There's an artist in LA that makes a Harvard shirt, but he hasn't made them in a while. It's a shirt it's got the Harvard script logo across the top, and then it's the drawing of the Unabomber on the chest, and I'm like,
we were looking for a handsome dude.
Yes, I wanted that shirt. So I was expecting to be disappointed because the surveillance camera picture of Luigi Mangione had him being too hot, and I'm like, they're gonna find this guy and he's gonna be a real mess and everybody's gonna be disappointed. Turns out he was fucking even hotter. The real guy is way hotter.
See those fucking abs?
Yes,
he's holy got shit.
Six pack abs.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it looks like he's got screws in his back from an injury, and you know, he's apparently, and look, again, he had all the evidence on him, which is concerning to me, but I he's still a folk hero for a reason, and he's gotten a conversation started in this country, because my man Bernie Sanders started this conversation 8 years ago and nobody wanted to hear it. You know what they said, Ed? You know what they said? Now's not the time. When right. is the fucking time? When's it going to be time? Now's not the time. Some other time's the time. Well, shut the fuck up. It's because you're paid by the guy that just got fucking shot to say now's not the time. That's yeah, why you say now's not the time.
And if people are saying we're going all political,
we are
criticizing everyone on both sides that immediately
sides.
To talk about that, then let's talk about background checks. If you don't want to talk about that, then let's talk about all the guns, because that's how people are going to have to take justice, because everyone's allowed to have a million guns. Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Yes, there's the side of the people. There's the side of the working class, and there's the side of the second gilded age pieces of shit that want to keep you down. We're all together here.
French Revolution times inequality. Yes. Like the CEO,
burn it down.
And people are like, oh, he's a great dude. And Michelle keeps saying,
not my problem.
I hear he's a great dude. And I'm like, I despise gun violence and everything.
Of course.
But you cannot claw to the top of the heap of the ugliest company in the ugliest business in America without making decisions.
It's not my problem.
That are making decisions that fuck people's lives over. I refuse to believe this guy was like just a sweetheart and was always looking out for people. You can't be the CEO of that company unless you've made some really tough choices on behalf of humanity.
I'm with you, dog.
Or against humanity.
100%. I support you. I agree.
And I cannot reiterate enough how handsome Luigi Mangione is.
Gorgeous. He's just gorgeous. He's just a good looking dude. That's it. Speaking of good looking dudes, did any handsome people die this week? Just tell us who was dead now. You know what I'm realizing? Hold on. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad. And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Little housekeeping. I posted the show to YouTube. And what people may not realize, and look, I don't need to, well, maybe for the newly initiated. So here's the way it works. Every week, Ed and I record the show on Monday night. Occasionally, we pivot to Tuesday night, either Monday or Tuesday, it's fine. And then the next day, in the morning, it shows up in the feeds of the people that subscribe, that support the show via Red Circle for $5 a month. They get it. They get it early. They get the whole thing. No commercials. Then the following day, what I do is I post a truncated version for free. You don't have the meat. Hey, look, maybe you got fucked by United Healthcare and you're in medical bankruptcy and you can't afford $5 a month.
That's why we're giving you some content.
You get it. You get most of it, you know, and there's, you know, the especially spicy stuff that happens late in the show. That's for the paying customers. That's which is fine. You still get a lot. Then, and I don't know that anybody ever watches to the end. Then the following day, I share the show on the YouTubes. And what I don't do is, because I'm lazy, I don't edit down the show on YouTube. So if you really want to hear the whole thing, you could just wait for the YouTube to come out and watch the whole fucking YouTube and you get the whole thing. So that's a secret. I don't think anybody's discovered that secret yet. But last week, I shared the show and somebody's like, hey, this thing's only 37 minutes long. And I was like, huh? And I'm like, well, maybe the file got corrupted. So I did it again. I did it twice. And when I did it this, and I looked at the file, and I'm like, oh, this show's an hour and a half, whatever, you know, it must have got screwed up. I put it up again, 37 minutes long again. I think, and because I'm lazy, I didn't go and look. I think YouTube's may have cut off the show when we hit the RIP song parody, George Benson's Give Me the Night.
Give Me the Night.
Tell us who died. People who died. So I think instead of just like letting me put it out with the copywritten material in it, YouTube just shut it down at that point. That's what I'm wondering. So this week I'll be a little more on it and we'll know. I'll fix it so you get the whole show. Ed, who died this week?
We lost Israel Vasquez, three-time world champion boxer who had a big rivalry with fellow Mexican Rafael Marquez, 46 years old, cancer. Very sad.
Very sad.
I believe it was like he was light. Those were good battles.
Yeah,
but I think that's like a flyweight Phantom. Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, strawweight.
They were like in the 120s.
Yeah, savages. They're savages. Those guys. I'm sure our buddy Angelo in Katy, Texas, will let us know what's going on with Israel, but three-time world champion. I mean, that's
yeah. He fought Marquez sad. Four times, yeah. So that was like the big
yeah.
rivalry.
Yeah, R.I.P.
And we also lost Debbie Nelson, Eminem's mom, 69 years old, lung cancer. He had some thoughts about her that he put out in his lyrics.
What do you? I mean, I know you're a big Eminem fan, Ed. Could you recite maybe some of the lyrics for us?
I mean, I know he. He accused her of Munchausen syndrome. He there was a lot. He talked about how she was really not a good mom to him. But then, like, I think, like, he attempted some to make up with her.
Reconciliation.
But I just remember, you know, I'm not, like, the biggest Eminem fan that I, like, know lyrics.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm fairly confident I heard him talk poorly about her, like a good, like, 10 songs.
Strained relationship. And in he did her dirty in the movie, you know, they're living in a trailer. It's a real bad movie.
Except getting her played by Kim Basinger.
That's true. That was on recently and I just caught a few minutes of it. And the deadbeat asshole boyfriend was played by Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon, the great Michael
Shannon.
He's
so good. And also he's about like Eminem's age, like a little bit older. Like, you know, like he was playing an older guy. He's amazing.
It was supposed to be a guy that went to high school with him.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. But
I think I read this morning is Kim Basinger's birthday. Guess how old she is?
Okay. So she's in the first. Hold on. Should we play the song? I'm doing no Googling here.
What's his age?
She had those great lips.
Oh, yeah.
He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
She's very good in that L.A. film noir, L.A. Confidential.
L.A. Confidential, yeah.
Yes, with... happened to be same director as 8 Mile. Maybe that's the connection. Curtis Hanson. Okay. I'm going to say, so she was.
Yesterday was her birthday.
She was in the first.
Called Batman.
Batman. That was in 1989 when we, because we remember that because that's when Lyle and Eric got the idea. Hey, Lyle and Eric watched a movie called Billionaire's Boys Club. Where some kid gets the idea to kill his mom, and then his brother comes home and he's fixing his hairpiece a little bit from his tennis lesson, and he goes, "Hey, what's up, Eric?" And Eric goes, "Hey, I'm watching this movie right here. You think we? How about if we just kill mom and dad?" And Lyle's like, "Okay, what you think we should
think of it? I do hate kitty's guts."
Yeah, he's like. What you think Sunday might be good? And he's like, yeah, we'll just kill him on Sunday. And he's like, all right, let's see if they got any shotguns at Big Five. We'll go to Big Five. Yeah, we'll go to Big Five, get a couple shotguns. Okay, I'm gonna take a shower. And then he goes and hops in the shower. And it was like, so like, that's where they got the inspiration. So 1989, that happened. I'm gonna say she was about 37 in 1989, which was how many years ago, Ed? That was about 35 years ago.
Yeah.
That she was 37. So that would make her 72 years old today. Kim Basinger, 72.
Very close. She turned 71.
Yesterday. Wow. Nailed it.
Well done.
I bet she looks great. She had those beautiful lips.
I'm sure she looks great. But there was, who knows where the truth.
That's true.
And what's his name? Baldwin's lawyer.
It's whoever has the better publicity machine.
And Baldwin has definitely, but
huge piece of shit.
She was reclusive, right? That were that was the, what we were told about her. Yeah. Because who knows? But so we haven't seen her, but I bet she looks great.
She looks
She's
great.
One of the old timers.
She makes her living off her face. You know, it's tough to. It's tough when you get a little bit older and you're trade on your looks. You know, I'm sure she looks fantastic, and I would definitely beat it up if given the chance at any age. Wouldn't matter to me at all. Okay, Ed, let's talk about some sporting games that happened.
My name is Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
I forgot one thing before we move on. I got to yipping. Eminem's mom, Debbie, RIP, 69 years old, younger than Kim Basinger.
Has anyone ever looked more like a Debbie than Eminem's mom, Debbie?
She's the most Debbie she could be.
Yeah. You know, God up there was like, he's like checking the stats, you know, like looking, he's like going through the, he's got like one of those long scrolls. He's like doing his scrolls and he's like, hey, we're short on Debbies. And then he asked one of the angels. He's like, hey, we need to get a Debbie up here. We're doing Debbie. And they go, oh, look at that. There's a Debbie right there. It's fucking Debbie Mathers. Like that's 100%. That's the Debbie.
In the maternity ward, that baby, yes. They're like, that's
Debbie.
We were going to call her Sue, but that's a Debbie. That is definitely a Debbie.
This is my Gary correlation. Like, yeah. Like there are no babies named Gary. There's never going to be a baby. You're never going to name another baby Gary. No. But if you did name a baby Gary, it would immediately be the cutest baby. And similarly, well, there's no Debbie coming. Nobody's coming out of the fucking maternity ward a Debbie these days, but it would be pretty fucking cute if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it would be.
Yeah.
I still do not recommend anyone name their kid Ed. We're still not ready for that to have a return. Maybe in like 100 years.
They're a dying breed. That's for sure. There's very few.
It's for the best.
Eds. Very few Eds out there.
I did want to add one thing at the start of the sports.
Sure.
Big sports news was yesterday. Tell Juan me. Soto signed with the Mets for this ridiculous contract.
Yeah.
And I got to say, living around here, reading the amount of people talking about, he loves the pinstripes, loves playing with Judge. And it's like, you know, there's just so much working for him for here. And then he signed over 15 years. He signed $5 million more with the Mets. Like,
yeah.
the way sports writers and fans romanticize what these guys give a shit about.
That's great.
And it's just, it's amazing. And yeah. Like, just so many people like weighed in. They're like, you know, you can't top the allure of the pinstripes and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. And like, and I, you know, I think too, when Durant and Kyrie were like a package deal and they were, are they going to sign with the Knicks or the Nets? And like, they signed with the Nets because they thought that would be a better deal for them.
Yeah.
And then they were surprised. They're like, oh, how come nobody in New York likes the Nets compared to the Knicks? But it's because these guys don't give a shit about what, like, history and the lore of a franchise. They just pick whatever they think is going to be the best situation for them.
Yeah.
Not,
of course.
Not some romanticized
just like
version.
Anybody
of the
would. They got,
of course.
And they got Wells Fargo in every town, Ed. Like, it's, yeah. That's no big deal. Like, that's,
right.
They're going to be living in the best neighborhood of any town. And I mean, the one big attraction that nobody talks about is the states with no state income tax. Like, they have such a huge advantage.
What is it? Texas, Florida.
Yeah.
Or versus signing with a Canadian team. You're like, well, I'm going to have to give up a lot more to sign here.
Yep. That's why you see these Dodger guys deferring all this money so that they can get paid when they're no longer a resident of the state of California. So they can.
Yeah. Also, because they're cheating the system. But,
what,
you know,
wait,
I wonder if Jay Stu.
Rules are rules.
The right way.
Rules,
is that the right way in Jay Stu's world?
Could the commissioner stop anything? This seems fine to me, Ed.
Saying, It doesn't feel like the right way. And, you know, Mr. Super Dodger fan, Jay Stu, I wonder if he feels that's doing it
probably,
the right way.
He probably doesn't. He definitely doesn't think it was the right. Hold on. Reality Steve texted me something that I thought was funny that he asked that Jay Stu didn't respond to whether or not it was the right way. Hold on. His Jay Stu's boss, Doug Gottlieb, who is apparently also a coach. He's a sports talk radio show host and a basketball coach. Very nice guy. Very nice guy, buddy of mine. Met him before.
All right.
Very nice guy. He benched the leading scorer in the nation. Somehow the leading scorer goes to Wisconsin Green Bay, Ed? Anthony Roy.
But that's the type of... You often have like guys lighting up the stats in non-power league.
Pistol Pete. He went to LSU.
Well, he was LSU.
Yeah, whatever.
But you do see, like, think of the
Jimmer Fredette. Glory days of,
the glory days of Loyola Marymount.
Dan Dickow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hank Gathers.
Yeah.
Like they were playing in the non-power leagues. That's lighting it up.
Well, apparently Doug Gottlieb benched a guy for like whatever, some rules violation and Reality Steve asked Jay Stu if that was doing it the right way, and we'd no response. No response from Jay Stu. No. So maybe he'll weigh in.
I heard from Jay Stu was on our group text.
Stop.
He was sending some mom jokes. Remember? They were like really like very mom jokeish.
He is. Yeah, he's got weird lanes that he goes into. He's still dying on the hill that Dirk Diggler and Jesse. We're not a porno couple in Boogie Nights.
No, that is the last I heard of him because he was like, it didn't say it.
He Googled it. He Googled it. He's like, the facts are on my side. And he posts a screenshot of the Wikipedia. And I'm like, bro, like, watch the movie. They're living in the same house.
Just watch the movie where you see a couple living together.
Never saw it. Never noticed that before. I don't think that's true. Okay.
Well.
Yeah, tell me.
Actress Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
She broke her silence.
Yeah.
About her relationship with Aaron Rodgers. She said it was not right.
This has happened before.
She's being vague, but also telling us a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember another actress personality. Who had dated Aaron Rodgers did not name names. Implied. So she could have been talking about anybody. She could have been talking
about one of those relationships.
Yeah. Would only have sex in the dark in the spoon position, which you got to have a pretty long dick to fuck in the spoon position. And I don't know if you guys have tried that, but you really got to get that ass and really got to be able to get in there and you can get in, but it's more of a grinding unless your dick's real long.
Yeah, look, he's got a cannon for an arm, so I wouldn't be shocked if he's packing. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude, but, you know, apparently she dated somebody that didn't like to have traditional missionary or dorsal ventral or, you know, any of the good cowgirl, any of the good positions. He wanted to go, hey, I don't want to see you, you know, like, keep your face over there. Look over there. Now it's worth noting here during their relationship. Oh, wait, hold on. I want to start at the beginning.
Speaking of positions.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever actually done, outside of porn, done the reverse cowgirl? Because I certainly haven't.
No. I mean, I have. Yes, I've done that position because it gives you a good look, Ed. Get a nice ass shot. You know, maybe if you're like my buddy Telly, you like to see the sphincter muscle back there and you can in that position. Now,
I've never. What I haven't done isn't changing.
It's been my experience, and I'm told this isn't the case for all women. It's my experience that reverse cowgirl is not typically, you don't get much clitoral stimulation in reverse cowgirl. So it's not particularly enjoyable for the woman. Whereas if she just turned around and lean forward a little bit, she gets that pelvic bone pressing against her clit, you know, and that she likes that. So I agree with you, Ed. It might seem like forever ago, but you probably remember when Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers broke up back in early 2022. I swear to God, Ed, I thought that was like, if you had told me like 2017,
yeah,
I'd be like, that's when they, because remember they had like a co-honeymoon with Miles Teller.
Yeah. No, they were like frolicking.
Yes. They're like, hey, let's go jump off waterfalls
in
together.
Hawaii.
Yeah, in Hawaii. Now it's worth noting here that during their relationship, Chalene and Aaron were fairly private about their relationship. I mean, they were friggin' engaged at one point. Yeah, that's crazy. And yet they weren't ever really photographed together publicly all that much, except when they went on Miles Teller's honeymoon with him. Aaron was very public about his feelings post-breakup, going so far as to issue a public thanks. Do you think he Googled it like Russell Wilson, where he's like, how do you publicly thank? How do you publicly thank somebody you just broke up with? And an apology to her, but Chalene has mostly remained silent on the matter. She made some oblique comments about dating someone, quote, famous in following years, but that was about it. So it comes as a bit of a surprise that in a recent interview with Outside, that's that magazine about mountain climbing and shit, Ed. Outside, oh, it's about kayaking.
I thought it was a gay magazine.
No, that's Out.
Oh, okay.
She directly addressed the breakup as well as why she doesn't really like talking about the breakup directly. I haven't shared much about my relationship with Aaron because it always makes me cry. Is this a current picture of Aaron Rodgers? Because he's got that Hitler haircut.
Oh, he's going with the Anthony Kiedis?
Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah.
I think he looks just kind of
normal.
Regular.
Remember he had to.
He's in a jet uniform with that Hitler.
Yeah, yeah, he got a Hitler haircut. Remember he grew it out for his Halloween costume, and then his Halloween costume was John Wick.
What's it gonna be?
Yeah, thought it was
John Wick.
First of all, he's an adult man in his late 30s, and he spends a year growing his hair for a Halloween costume. Like. I could be dead by next Halloween. Like,
look,
yeah,
that told you everything. Yes. Just like the interview with what's her name, Olivia Munn.
Yeah, yeah.
As does the quote, "It was not right."
Yeah.
There are a lot to tell.
Yeah, it was not right. She added, possibly regarding the relationship as a whole or the breakup specifically.
No way to know,
but it was beautiful. In another portion of the profile, Chalene referenced an awful traumatic thing she experienced in early 22. Again, around the same time she broke up with Aaron. It is the breakup specifically she's referring to. Maybe, who knows? Also,
We don't know.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things.
Yes.
Held.
Yes. Is this chick in stuff?
You know, I was thinking about that. She had a run where she was in that Clooney movie. And there was some buzz around her. And then I haven't seen her since the frolicking pictures with Miles Teller.
She was in that David E. Kelly show with Laura Dern.
Can promise you I have not seen that.
It was horrible, Ed. It's one of those, it's typical David E. Kelly. No, there is no twist. Nothing happens. With Laura Dern, Reese Witherspoon. And they're living up in Monterey, and they're all rich in Monterey. And
is it like Liars?
Yes, Pretty Little Liars. And Nicole Kidman, who's looking more and more like Rocky Dennis every day. Like somebody's like
tell her to stop.
Nicole,
she's got to stop doing the work.
Your face is getting bigger. Like we're not doing the Rocky Dennis thing. She's in there and she's married to that beautiful Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, he is beautiful. Did you ever see that movie he was in where he was Viking like a Viking?
Yeah, The Norseman.
That was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Fucking shit up.
Yeah, he was pretty good. And that chick that's not very vulnerable to predators that's real good at chess. Nicole Kidman was in that too. She was his mom.
I forgot she was in it.
You know who's in that? You know who I need to do a mea culpa on?
What?
Ethan Hawke. So in the 90s, there was this movie, and I'll be honest.
I know what scene you're going to reference.
Yes, of course you do.
Because I hated his guts.
Hated it. He's in this movie called Reality Bites, and it's a very, like, 90s movie. Like, they're talking real 90s, and Winona Ryder's looking hot as fuck, and everybody's smoking cigarettes. And cigs, Let's have more cigs. Everybody get more cigs. American spirits are smoking cigs the whole time. It's before Parliament even came on the scene. And they're fucking rocking out. And Ethan Hawke, he's a hot loser. And this guy, and the hot loser always gets all the pussy, like in real life and in the movie. And he's getting all the pussy in the movie. And, you know, when he's brooding, this is doing this. He's smoking cigarettes. And then he's in a, but he has a band in the movie. And in the band, they do a Violent Femmes song. And he sings the Violent Femmes song. And it's so douchey and it's so cringy that I hated his fucking guts ever since then. And he's been in great movies, Training Day, other shit. He's very, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. He's a good fucking actor.
So many great movies. And he's also like, he did this project where he was playing John Brown, the abolitionist. Yes. It was like a multi-part thing. Like, he's in a ton of cool shit. He's made cool shit.
Yes.
But it took me a long time to come around on him because of that scene in Reality Bites.
Yes, he's in Richard Linklater. Richard Linklater, a boy becomes a man. Now look, the boy didn't become an actor. It's horrible. It's horrible. The boy is so bad at acting. He's horrible.
I will not give him credit for that because it sounds awful.
But it's an ambitious movie. And this Ethan Hawke, he's fucking good. He's just a good actor. Yeah, and so, Ethan, you were very douchey in Reality Bites. And that affected me. That affected my opinion of you in retrospect. And I'm going to say this. I say this all the time. I was wrong. I was wrong about Ethan Hawke. Good fucking
same. Actor.
Okay. And what else is going on? We're talking sports here.
BYU's
Tell me.
Jewish quarterback, Jake Retzlaff. He signed the ultimate Jewish NIL deal. Manischewitz. I love this.
They still have Manischewitz.
I see it when like Passover's coming around, they'll just put like a big crate out.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like they'll just be like, because I've never seen it like you're just perusing the aisles of a liquor store. Yeah. Like, oh, Manischewitz.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I, from what I remember, doing the Passovers at Michelle's family, it's like if you had wine and then like a cup and a half of sugar.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Cup.
It's sweet.
It's wine. Really sweet. You're like,
disgusting. It's so disgusting. Jake,
but I love it. I love that because it's just so weird that a Jewish guy is at BYU.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
Thriving.
Yeah, because what's his name? Jim McMahon. It was a big deal. Well, he's not Mormon. Yeah.
But that was the story. I told you my buddy went golfing with him back when he could. I think he's unable to do stuff like that now. But he asked him, like, you went to BYU. He goes, it was like 1982 and they threw on every play and I wanted to make the NFL as a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's like, so I just chose that.
Yeah. Smart. Genius. Yeah. But it is weird that they have a Jew. I mean, it's rare that you see a Jewish quarterback. Also, he's got the haircut too. This must be a popular haircut these days because he's got the Aaron Rodgers haircut and he's, you know, these guys can make money off their name, image and likeness. I mean, they should still get paid by the team, obviously, but they can make money off their name, image and likeness. And this guy he's got a lane. He's a Jewish quarterback, but it's also weird because they have an honor code at Brigham Young.
The honor code that in the past has disproportionately found the black athletes in violation way more than the white athlete.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to read you the honor code here, Ed. Let's see here. I definitely don't want to accept the cookies from the. Okay. There's a whole bot like employee honor code for students. Oh no, there's an, it's too hard to find. Anyway, I just thought of it right now.
It exists.
Yeah, they do shit. So, I mean, one of the things, because it's in their religion, they can't booze up, you know? They can't have, I realized that we thought they can't have caffeine. They can't have hot caffeine. They can't have hot beverages.
Why did that guy Ross say, I can't have Coke? I'm Mormon.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's lessened because, you know, in Utah, Ed, they have these fucking crazy, they have big soda culture in Utah. I wonder if David Bray.
Oh, like make their own soda kind of thing?
There's like soda shops, fountains. Hold on.
Oh, it's like the 50s?
Yeah. Hold on. And you can get like different mixes. Utah. Hold on. I'm going to type in Utah soda culture. Yes. Yeah, see, look, it's here. I'm going to tell you all about it right now because I don't know. Utah soda culture is influenced by the state's religious history and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For decades, LDS members abstained from hot drinks like coffee and tea because God hates that, and instead turned to soda for their caffeine and sugar fix. The LDS's health code, the Word of Wisdom, prohibits alcohol, coffee, and tea, Ed. However,
I couldn't do it.
In 2012, I know you drink that tea every night. The church clarified that its health practices do not mean caffeine. Well, this is because this Joseph Smith, what a fucking awesome dude this guy was.
played fast and loose with the rules.
He had these peep stones, Ed, and he had them, kept them in a hat. And he said, give me those peep stones. And he would look at the stones and he would, and God would speak to him through the stones. And then he wrote down everything that God told him. It was all these rules. And then he was 13, by the way. When they came to find out,
what, yeah. Like, let's see those stones. He's like, I know what happened. Yeah. God took him back.
Yeah. The angel Moroni came and told him some shit and he learned all the shit and it was great. Soda shops in Utah, what I was going to say is then anytime shit would change, the angel would come to him again and tell him some new shit that he could do, nice.
I'm supposed to be able to have sex with your wife.
That's right.
I wasn't even planning on it. That's Moroni told me.
Seems like all of these types of any type of religion, they're at some point, what are you drinking out of? You've been hiding this the whole time. What is going on right there? That's your Christmas mug.
It's Christmas time. I have a Christmas mug. Figured I might as well go all out.
My sister's friends used to have they used to all be like roommates at this house by the beach. And they would have that lamp, the leg lamp.
I have the leg lamp. I'm looking at it there.
Yeah. They would have the leg lamp and they would have it in the window. And all the time, often, somebody would knock on the door and offer to buy the lamp from them, and then they would sell the lamp to the person, and then they would just order a new one and put it back in the window.
There it is. Beautiful. I got it.
Soda shops in Utah offer custom sodas and non-alcoholic beverages. The basic dirty soda formula, Ed, are you ready? Is Diet Coke, lime, ooh, coconut syrup, and coconut cream over ice. Ugh. Shops offer many customizations, including different soda bases, fruit purees, syrups, marshmallow fluff, and blended or non-blended ice. Local soda shops like Sodalicious, Fizz, capital F, lowercase I, capital Z, Thirst, and Twisted Sugar have become popular across the region. Ed, your choice. You got to pick one place to go get a delicious coconut cream dirty Coke. Are you going to Sodalicious, Fizz, capital F, lowercase I, capital Z, Thirst, or Twisted Sugar?
To me, Fizz sounds,
it's kind of fire.
The best.
Yes.
But I fucking hate coconut. I don't like coconut.
No, it's a very, you don't have to have coconut. That's just one of the options. Yeah. You're not required. It is coconut. Very polarizing flavor. Extremely. I love it. I love coconut. Where are you at on peanut butter?
Love.
So good. Less polarizing, but not, you know, some people are freaks about it. I love peanut butter so much. Utah's youth continue the tradition with dirty sodas becoming an integral part of the local culture. So here's what you do at BYU. You do your Manischewitz commercial, then you go get a dirty soda, and then you soak. And you get a buddy, you get a big old offensive lineman who's 26 with a wife and kids, and he comes over and bounces on the bed for the soaking.
I want to watch that scene in Jury Duty where they do the soaking. You remember that?
No. Wait, this is with Pauly Shore?
The reality show where they had the fake juror.
Yeah, yes.
And then somebody's like, hey, would you mind jumping on the bed to help us soak?
Yeah. That's a really good show with the great James Morrison in it. Yeah. Okay.
I believe it's on Prime. Watch it.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. Okay. Well, let's check out this commercial.
I'm Jake Resloff, first Jewish quarterback ever at Brigham Young University, known as the BYJU. A lot of people have been asking, what's my next big move? And I'm excited to announce that I'll be joining Team Manischewitz.
Some bad creative
editing. Not great. Oh, he's doing a little Fiddler on the Roof, Ed.
I'm Jake Resloff. I'm the quarterback at Brigham Young University. My nickname is the BYU Jew. Obviously, a play on words from my faith being Jewish and coming to BYU. Being a Jew growing up, Manischewitz was always in the pantry, especially around the holidays. Jewish tradition is based around foods. I mean, how many holidays do we come together around a dinner table? Just about all of them.
It's not great foods, by the way. Okay. Well, good for you. Good for the BYU Jew.
Good for him. Get paid.
Jake Retzloff. Yeah, get that money. Get that. Advertise that sweet wine. We love it. We're happy for him. What else, Ed?
Finally.
Oh, my God.
Scottie Pippen threw out a wild tweet where he had Elon Musk photoshopped in a Bulls jersey. And it said something like, how many games would, you know, if he was on our team, would we lose or something?
So stupid.
How many championships would we have won with Elon Musk and his picture of like Elon like jacked in a Bulls jersey?
I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, what is he talking about?
Why are people fans of Elon Musk? I don't get it.
It's Ed. Anytime you hear of someone you may know or a friend of a friend you hear about as the like particularly interested in Elon. Oh, I love Elon Musk. Elon Musk is so cool. You're listening to a very stupid person talk.
Yeah.
Because this Elon Musk is just one of the biggest dipshits. He's good at a thing and people think he's good at one thing. They're like, oh, he's an innovator.
He invented the thing.
He's a corporate raider. He invests and he goes, oh, that guy had a good idea. I'm going to steal it. He's good at that. That's a skill. 100%. That's a skill, but he's not inventing the shit you guys think he invents. He's inventing you guys thinking he's cool. That's all.
You know what's cool? When the day after a polarizing CEO was assassinated, he was super dad and brought his son around with him everywhere.
Yeah.
The same son that he didn't spend Thanksgiving with because he was with Trump. He's like, oh, I have to bring him to work today. I need my son with me. It's like, you're afraid someone's going to murder you.
He's got like 12 kids.
Right. Two or three of them. Don't talk to him.
Yeah. NBA legend Scott Pippen appears to hold businessman Elon
legend.
Musk.
Put legend in quotes. Not a legend. Fucking overrated.
He's got all those titles, Ed. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a top 50 player. Scottie Pippen. Yeah, no, he's
incorrectly ruled Hall of Famer. He's not the fraud.
So much so that he has speculated on how many championships he might have won if the world's richest man had played alongside him on the Chicago Bulls.
We've seen those shirtless pictures. Zero championships. He would have negated every basket Michael Jordan could have scored.
You'd be playing. It wouldn't even be 4-on-5. It'd be like negative because he would be annoying his own teammates and like putting them to sleep.
Over here. I'm open. I'm open.
Look at my goal. I can shoot it from here. This is a place that I could make a basket from. I heard that Elon Musk is, remember we did a peace summit on the show with two dear friends of the show, the great Dolomite D, RIP, he's in heaven.
Kelly.
And of course, our dear friend, Telly Tuput. And we had an important peace summit because they had a beef. I can't even remember what the beef was about. And then they tried to make up, but it turned out that they were going to make up playing Tiger Woods golf on the Xbox for money. And we learned that Dolomite D somehow was the sixth.
He was like ranked.
Sixth ranked at Tiger Woods golf. Xbox golf player in the world somehow, which is insane to me. But he was. Yeah. It was very, he might have even been third. He was so good. Well, I heard somewhere the other day that there's some video game that Elon Musk is supposedly the best in the world at.
And there's no, first of all, on my children's eyes, there's no way that that's true. On my beautiful ball sack, there's no way that Elon Musk is the best in the world at anything.
To be the best in the world at something, it has to be the only thing you do.
He could be the best in the world because he probably, like the scumbag that he is, he took his fucking engineers.
Oh.
And said, hey, here's my gamer stuff and make me the best in the world. Set up an AI.
If they get to 10,000 points, they have to die.
Yes. Set up an AI to play Diablo 27 hours a day until it makes me the best in the world. That's how he gets to be the best in the world. Have you seen that fucking car, Ed, the truck?
When I see it, I always think, what a dipshit.
Who is this fucking loser? Who is this? Oh, look at this fucking loser driving down the road right here in this stupid fucking dumb vehicle. Because
there's still not that many. Aren't there like 3,000 out there?
There was 4,000 sold last time we checked. Let's check right now. Cyber truck sales numbers right here. Okay, let's see it. As of October, it's gone way up, Ed. Still not very many. As of October 2024, Tesla has sold over Tesla has sold more than 27,000 Cybertrucks. That's not that many. I mean, they're $100,000 each, but he's probably losing money on them. And they're fucking stupid looking.
They're really bad looking.
They're really ugly. They're heavy. They when they hit a guardrail, the guardrail just fucking crumbles underneath this stupid car. They're going to have to redesign or limit the number of these electric vehicles that can go in parking structures. See, I had a hard time recalling what those things were called, Ed. Did you see how I took a long pause like that? Oh, that wasn't for effect. I didn't know what those cement places that the cars park are called. It's called a parking structure. I couldn't think of that. Couldn't think of that word. It's like mini caning. Can't think of that.
I would call it a parking garage.
Same. Either West Coast, East Coast. Play catch, have a catch. Inline, online. Couch, sofa, pop, Coke, pop.
You don't say pop, dude.
No, that's Midwest, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, no, pop.
I was about to cancel the West Coast.
Yeah. What's going on with Scottie Pippen's hair? Okay. Is that real hair?
He's going through some stuff.
I think he's doing that thing. Remember that guy? There's this guy. He's a Mr. Jones and me. Oh, Counting Crows.
Adam Duritz.
This man fucked like a fucking champion back in the day somehow. And I don't know why. He's homely. And he had these dreadlocks, right? But you look a little bit closer. That was a wig. It was hair that was woven to the little bits of his own hair that he had left.
And look, I'd go with that hairstyle if I could have had prime Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. And didn't he like
Christina
have
Applegate?
Everyone? Yeah.
Hold on. Look, Adam Duritz dated. He's also always sitting courtside at the Dubs, Ed. Adam, dating history. He's a big Dubs guy, like our guy. Guy Fieri, our guy. Speaking of that, you seen Guy lately, Ed?
I think
he's on the Zempic.
Oh.
He looks great. He looks fit. No. Props. He looks fantastic, this guy.
Is it like looking at Drew Carey, or is it like we're just happy for him?
No, it's not. It looks... No, I think he didn't lose the weight too fast. Yeah, I think he lost the weight at a good... He looks great. Ed, listen, are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit. Christina Applegate, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston. This one's... I'm going to be particularly jealous about this one. Mary Louise Parker.
Mm.
Winona Ryder.
Jeez.
Emmy Rossum.
What?
Lara Flynn Boyle. Monica Potter.
What?
Samantha Mathis. And the great... Oh, Samantha Mathis, remember? It's Christian Slater, and he's a pirate radio DJ.
Oh,
Pump Up the Volume. Yep.
Yes.
She's in some other shit, too.
Yeah.
And Trish, great Real World...
person, Trishel Cannatella.
I only watched like one season of Real World.
Look, this Adam Duritz, he banged all these people with a wig on his head. So do you think he took off the wig and like set it on a hat, on a head? Did he have one of those styrofoam heads?
I think it was like, yeah, it was a Phil Spector situation. Yeah. He always had that wig.
Likely. That's likely what happened. All right. Well, anyway, fuck Adam Duritz. Fuck Scottie Pippen. Fuck Elon Musk. Honestly, guys, be a little more curious about the world. Like, don't let everything fucking be spoon fed to you all the time. Okay. This guy's a fucking asshole. And just listen to him talk. He just sounds like a fucking asshole.
Just listen. You don't have to like, just listen to him talk and then you'll realize that you shouldn't be a fan of this dude.
I'm so smart. I'm very smart and rich, and I'm smart and rich.
I hate the color yellow. Yeah. So I got rid of warning tape in my factories and people got hurt.
That's a real piece of shit. Okay, Ed, let's do some voicemails. Why isn't that playing? I just pushed the button. Oh, there it is.
I can't believe this song flies.
He's so easy to hate.
This is Tay Tay.
Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Okay. Few voicemails. Let's jump in.
Hey, ballers, it's Ben.
Oh, Ben, what a voice.
Hey, just listen to the episode Timber here this week. Ryan, I have to refute something you said about Ryan Day and the pepper spray being the Krylon Black for his beard. So I was actually at the game and can decisively state that Ryan Day was nowhere near the pileup, nowhere near the clip of him. Practice.
Yeah.
He stayed far the fuck away from that.
Smart.
Probably for fear of his own player stomping him to death.
Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't the Jet Brat. It was actually pepper spray. But yeah, it was a great experience. First, the game. And absolutely right, Ed, you cheered for the underdog every time.
That's right. Or the Tomahawk missile. Thank you for that. Thank you for that update, Ben 906. We appreciate it.
I saw a clip of
Holy Correspondent. Yeah.
He was like giving an interview or something as the thing was going on, and he looked behind him and then he's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna leave the field.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
fuck this. Okay, here's another one.
Ballers, I just finished the Boogie Night repeat because I listen to every episode.
That's right. Oh, this is, by the way, this is Charles Carroll Jr. What I love about Charles Carroll Jr. is
Charles,
he doesn't announce. He just doesn't say who. He just starts talking. It's such a good flex.
He's very comfortable.
Yeah,
he's comfortable.
He just starts talking. He's a cool dude.
Forgot.
Yeah.
How fucking annoying Chris Morales was on that episode. It was so good. We could have just taken him out. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I don't know. The four of you guys without him. And then he was trying to like make Ed feel uncomfortable. I don't know. It's a bad bit.
It's
all I got. Happy Thanksgiving. Belated.
That's funny. I stand by it. I didn't think it was good before. It took me 5 years to listen to it. I listened to it. It was very good. It was very good. And yes, Chris Morales, one half of the Beefy Boys, of course, he's a lot. Okay. He's a lot. There's a lot of him on that show, but it's still a very good episode. What we realized on that episode, and we knew it going in, is five people are too many on a podcast. You can't have a podcast with five people on it. That's just too many. That's too many.
I don't remember it that well, but I remember a lot of people coming to my defense, which was he fighting with me? I don't remember.
Oh, he was asking you a lot of questions. You should listen to it. It's good. It's fine. It's just annoying, but in a pleasant way. Okay. Thank you for that, Charles Kiralt Jr. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed. It's Jeff and Denver.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
First off, happy Thanksgiving to you all. Happy holidays.
Thanks, buddy.
If everything goes great and baller lifestyle land.
Thanks. Too late.
Second, it's great to hear that the Boogie Nights redo and hear Chris Morales dissect Blaine's Bar.
Yeah.
Can we get one of those now? Also, I guess he was right about your wife upstairs filling out divorce. Pretty funny. Now that we know what we know. Brian, RIP.
Do you see that?
I've had one of those.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It takes about 2 weeks for that shit to get better.
Yes.
So thoughts and prayers to your eye. And hopefully you can give him those really cool glass eyes at some point.
Hey, it's not that bad.
My wife and I were on a road trip for Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'm listening.
Give Me the Night came on. And
yeah. George Benson.
I started singing the RIP version of it, which, by the way, a thousand times better.
So good.
But I've been saying this show has pretty much ruined every song that you guys use for me, which is well deserved. Thanks, guys.
No, great.
Thank you.
That's great. It's so good. Thank you, Jeff. Hold on. You guys want an update on the eye? So it's.
I'm going to use my new glasses.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, look, I have my Hamilton Tie Cats hat on.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still something.
What's happening now? It's better. I know you're looking at it and you're going, well, that's not better. It's better, but what's happened is it's dried out. It's healed. It's dried out. And now it's sort of sloughing. Yeah, right? it was kind of like, you know, it's like peeling a little bit. It's deflated, you know, it's less red and it's not blocking my vision anymore. Huh? But it's,
okay, that's,
you know,
a win.
Yeah. It's better. You know, it's better. Thank you for that, Jeff in Denver. Here's another one.
Hey guys, it's Dave in Salt Lake.
David.
Need you guys' addresses again. Okay. You probably know why for Christmas.
He never sent us any shit last time, did he? I've given this guy our addresses 28 times. Love him. It's a good dude.
Love him. But no, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He was supposed to send us some whiskey or something. Did he send it?
Yeah, we've gotten, yeah. I mean, your Tiger Cat. We've gotten that wonderful. And oh, did
beautiful.
Did Maddie get my book plates?
I'm sure he did. Maddie LeBron?
I gave him two.
I'm sure he did.
A more serious versus more funny.
Yeah.
Hopefully he got it.
Well, he hasn't tweeted. He hasn't. Look, or as Jason would say, he hasn't at tweeted you.
He hasn't X'd you.
Yeah. He hasn't X'd you.
I deserve a response like a year late because that's when
that's
I responded.
A again. Year, so, Ed.
I
it was multiple years.
But
yes.
Yeah, I don't believe David has sent us something, but yeah.
He
yeah.
may have.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So please send him to me. I went back and I know you don't check much on Twitter, Brian. So yeah. Anyway. I know you don't, Ed, for sure. So get those to me. I got some thoughts on Drew Carey.
He's a Marine.
You know, Bob Barker was great. Always dressed to the nines, you know, with his Pendleton
microphone.
Oh, yeah, Pendleton.
Drew Carey can do whatever he fucking wants. You know, he was a Marine.
That's right.
And you know what? He also
is a Marine.
Does a ton for the military, which, you know, I don't want to keep harping on that, but he does. He does a lot for the veterans, and that's he doesn't want, you know, recognition or cameras around or anything like that. But he goes overseas. He does a lot. You know, the guy walks out on the stage like he's basically homeless. His pants aren't even freaking iron.
Oh,
he's got a jacket.
Really?
And that kind of, you know, makes it what it is. So I love Drew Carey.
Didn't he get the laser surgery?
Him before the show? You know, I really don't. So he's a great fucking dude.
What do you say, Ed?
I was just going to say, I just said it was kind of weird seeing a former big guy be like deflated.
Yeah.
But I thought we were both complimentary. He's supposedly a great dude. Like we're on board with him. It's just jarring to see someone look a certain way for like 20 years and then not.
it kind of seems like David Bray is of two minds. And on one hand, he's like, he loves him. But on the other hand,
he wants to say, clean it up a little bit.
Yeah. He's saying, come on, let's get that suit pressed.
And, what else I'll tell you guys? Oh, no, also Machine Gun Kelly, fuck that guy. I read more. His music does suck. I find the top two songs, and I barely made it through the second one. It was fucking awful. So, also, fuck Jada Pinkett Smith.
Hell yeah.
And you guys have a great Christmas.
Yeah,
you guys give me those addresses.
Okay.
I love you both.
I'm going to send them to you.
Get those addresses.
I will.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
soon.
Buddy.
All right, David.
Also, hashtag bring back the Guru Stew.
Where's Guru?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Guru lately. He got a Corvette.
I hope he's doing well with that.
He got a Corvette and a big ass dick. So, you know, it's.
Is he back in the game?
I don't know. Well, he was. He sent us he left us a voicemail about potentially being. And I'm just doing broad strokes here, Stu, because I love you. And also, it was a long time ago. He left us a voicemail about potentially being back in the game. And then he texted me and said, don't play that voice.
Okay. Okay.
Like the next day. So,
okay.
I don't know. I love him, dude. He's a great guy. Very good.
Love him.
Very good, dude. Okay. One more voicemail. Great voicemails this week.
Brian, Ed, Steve.
Good, dude.
Hey, I just want to say, quite an honor to have last week's episode named after a portion of my call. I feel like I'm a made man now.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the worst song of all contest, I feel like it's petered out and lost legs. So I'm just going to bring it back and say my nominee, I'm not going to say the name of it because then everyone will hate me for the rest of their lives.
Oh.
Let's just say it's a Christmas song by a former Beatle, and I believe you brought it up last year, Brian. Yeah.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah. And then third part of my call is the big chunk. It's three contests for the same two names. You got Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney. And first of all, how fucking rich are these guys? Yeah. Who's got more strat?
Million.
It's just second zillion. Of all, how fucking old are these guys? Who's the oldest?
They're both 80.
And third, most important, Ed, who are you peeking, bro?
Oh, well, it's that's
all right, man. I'm out, guys. I mean,
come on,
let's have a good night.
Look, they're both insanely wealthy, and they're both in their early 80s. We know that, but I mean, we could ask Ed. Hold on, how do I get back to the songs? Hey, Ed.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I made. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Let's not forget that at some point the Beatles admitted that when they were all in Hamburg, they would have group jerk sessions with Paul or George and John, of course. And then I believe this was still the Pete Best era when they were over in Hamburg, but still, I'm sure Ringo got in on one of those once or twice. But Ed, it's up to you. You approach a urinal. You see one teeny tiny little dude. And you're like, is that a lady? And you realize, oh no, it's Mick Jagger. And on the other side, there's Macca himself, Paul McCartney.
Whose
dong you checking out?
Who looks like the most old lady lesbian?
It seems if you live long enough, you can't avoid it. You will eventually look like an old lesbian. Yeah.
To me, Mick Jagger and it's close with Freddie Mercury, but Mick Jagger is the ultimate frontman.
Yeah.
And
he really is.
Gives that peacock he does on stage. Still doing it. Like,
still doing it.
That dude is a fuck machine.
He fucks.
Fuck Jerry Hall.
He has like a 2-year-old, Ed. He's got like, he's got an infant.
He can't stop fucking.
Toddler.
I'm curious about that dick. Paul McCartney. Yeah. Is like a kindly old lady at this point. Yeah. And I just, even though Mick Jagger is old too, I want to see what he's
doing. I would say so. He's done more work, you know, like it's, you know, he's done more work. Okay. Thank you. Thank you all the voicemailers. Couple quick emails. See, here's the problem. I don't need the glasses and then I do need the glasses. It depends on what I'm looking at. Okay. This is the title of this subject line is Super Lee Declaration of War.
Oh,
ballers. I was listening to my favorite podcast when I caught a stray from what I thought was a dear friend. You would think if anyone understood being excited about a historically irrelevant college football team, it would be Super Lee. We've all adopted Minnesota as a team we love.
No, no, we
are. Oh, no, it's great. Yeah, no, that's the team not, of the show. It's a Gophers show.
I'm fine with them, but I have not adopted them.
We've all adopted Minnesota as a team we love because we love Lee and we want him to be happy. We stood by him when they lost to a noted powerhouse in Rutgers this year. Wow, that's pretty fucked up. I did my best not to be obnoxious about my team playing for a college football playoff spot, and maybe Lee just doesn't understand the difference in excitement between playing for the CFP and fighting for a spot in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. As a result of this disrespect, I vow to be as annoying as possible going forward regarding your Big 12 champions and CFP 4 seed Arizona State Sun Devils. Is that true, Ed?
Oh, they hammered Iowa State. I was watching that.
Yeah, we were on
their white running back. Wild.
Silver Point Sports is on the wrong side of that one, Ed. See you in the Peach Bowl. Good luck in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, which is apparently a real thing.
Terps won that 2 years ago.
Thanks, Drew in Phoenix. Here's another one. Hey, guys, I meant to contact you after David's rant about me. I wanted to set the record straight about my employer. She's written this, Ed. It's like a poem. It's each sentence is a new paragraph. I meant to contact you after David's rant about me. I want to set the record straight about my employer. I absolutely do not, all caps, work for Spirit Airlines. I started my career 30 years ago with Continental Airlines, and I don't fly domestic much anymore. I stick with the big birds that take me overseas, but if I ever make my way to Salt Lake City, I'm going for sure look for David. Wishing y'all happy holidays and hopes to see you on a flight. Have a great week. That is from Flight Attendant Don. Flight Attendant Don, I have a question for you. I've always wondered about this, and you've been in the game a long time. The cruise. Now, I believe you've mentioned that you were introduced to the show by your husband. So obviously, I'm not talking about you. But I know, and I know particularly on these international routes, these crews, they get in off work. They land the plane. They clear the passengers out of there. They go straight to the hotel and they got a long layover. It is fucking and sucking happening the whole time. It's just the pilots and the flight attendants and everybody's just going to town. Hammering it out in the hotel. Is that true? Is there a lot like these guys are doing work out there, right? Like it's my understanding. Family. That's how it works. Yeah. Yeah.
Another family out there. I in my past life had a customer that was up to no good.
Yeah.
And he used to know the key hotel bars where certain, this is where Air Singapore is at. This is where. And he's like, yeah, let's go for a drink there and like what happens. Stop and I'd be like, all right, I'll just pay for your drinks
Cafe until you Pacific.
Find someone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where he would. No, this is like, because back in the day, there was these dudes, this one dude, he had an apartment in Santa Monica and he could only live in the apartment if he pretended to be gay because his two roommates were a couple of hot chicks.
Well,
one hot chick and the other one was a florist named Janet. And then he had a buddy that I think slung used cars. I think that was his gig. And he was a Greek gentleman called Larry Dalopoulos. And he lived like upstairs and he would come down and pick up his buddy Jack. And he'd be like, Jack, we got to go to the Regal Beagle. I got two stewardesses from Air Sweden, and they're only in town for 16 hours, and I need a wingman. I can't bust nuts by myself. I need you to take this other hottie. And Jack Tripper would be like, oh, Larry, I got you. But then shenanigans, then he would have to cook a meal.
Or the landlord would be like, hang on a second.
You're gay.
I need you to prove you're gay.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah. What? You can't. If I see you down at the bar with some hot chick, that's going to mean you're not gay. And then you're hit the bricks, buddy. You're out of here. You can't live here if you're not gay. So I want, yeah, like it's, that used to be a thing, you know, flight attendants, very randy. And obviously not you, Don, as you're happily married, but maybe give us a little primer, little update on how it works. 'Cause we would like to know. Okay. Ed, let's talk about some things that are not in fact sports.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-Sports segment.
Ed, what? Tell us about some shit that happened.
Got some sad news.
Oh.
People are losing a ton of money to Johnny Depp impersonation scams. Well, so I saw this story, yeah, and I was like, let's see if we can get him on the horn.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if we can
call him
check
up.
In. Call him Zoom.
I'm going to read the story and just see what's going on here. Gizmodo. I have a friend that writes for Gizmodo. She didn't write this, though. Let's see here. Gizmodo obtained complaints about Johnny Depp impersonation scams through a Freedom of Information request to the FTC. Have you or a loved one received a message on Facebook from someone claiming to be Johnny Depp? It's a scam targeting elderly people that's become common in recent years. Fucking elderly people don't know who the fuck Johnny Depp is. These victims are often handing over enormous sums of money, according to consumer complaints filed.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Johnny Depp joins us. Johnny.
Please.
How you doing?
Please do not fall for those scams. You and all your elderly friends should know I only endorse the finest product, Sauvage Fragrancy. A subsidiary of Dior.
Johnny, certainly you would never call up an old person and ask them for any sums of money.
Well, Grandma, this vino ain't getting any cheaper. Look, Sauvage is great, but if anyone wants to hire me, I wouldn't mind a little vino money.
Maybe Johnny, you could put together a gig for your band, the Hollywood Vampires. With your gift.
Oh, I think I lost.
You got to. When Johnny calls, you got to do what I do and do no.
Oh, block.
Yeah, do not disturb mode.
Listen, I can't do that. Because then I wouldn't be talking on Ed's phone to play. But seriously, the wine prices of the vino has gotten very expensive.
Have you thought about doing a GoFundMe to reimburse you for the $3 million it cost you to shoot Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannon? Could you,
yes.
you maybe share the burden of that?
It was a problem. That was expensive. The defamation lawsuit, paying off my lawyer, Ben Chu, who shockingly isn't Asian. His name was Ben Chu. I mean, I thought was a great Asian lawyer.
A great lawyer.
For defamation, because Asians make great lawyers. And Ben Chu shows up. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
Chew.
Yeah.
Chu. What are you chewing on, Ben?
That's a verb.
But I could use the money. So if you name the product and I will deliver a spellbinding pitch, you know, in my native France. They say
you're from Kentucky.
My native France. No, in the Bordeaux region, they review my je ne sais quoi. Jeez, the finest fromage. I could do a pitch for them.
Yes.
Whatever.
So you're not, what you're saying is you're not fleecing old people, but you're open to work. You should start a LinkedIn, Ed, or Johnny.
Yeah, like, open. Yeah. Open to work.
You make a grandma. LinkedIn.
Hey, listen, I'll do one-on-one pitches to your grandma. It seems like they're on the take.
Yeah.
You know, I have not scammed anyone, but hearing how good business is, maybe I give it a try, a gander. But yeah, Ben Chu keeps sending invoices.
Well, that case is long over, Ed.
Oh, but you know, I still have to pay.
Now, you did have that hot female lawyer, and I believe she got like some TV work and stuff. Did you, were you able to, there was a rumor that you guys were dating. Yeah. Were you able to make some payments, some penis payments to that hot lawyer? Is that what went down?
I cannot confirm or deny. Yeah. I will say there was more chewing than just Ben.
Oh, okay.
I had someone chewing on my balls then.
You're such a gentleman, Johnny. Now, any idea, since obviously this isn't you that's scamming these old people, because you are.
No, I never did.
You only sell Sauvage by Dior or cologne. Any thoughts on who it could be? Possibly that snake, Richard Grieco, mm-hmm. who you had the falling out with that time you guys made eye contact in the spit roast, or perhaps Peter DeLuise, son of Dom, or possibly Rodney Peete's wife. Could it be one of those people?
You forgot one last key component. That would be Harry Aoki.
That's his character's name.
No, he was introduced to me as Harry Aoki.
You think Aoki is the scammer?
Vietnamese refugee with a Japanese last name. I believe he is behind it. That's just my theory.
Yeah. Fair.
But Grieco needs it the most.
Sure. Grieco's run into some. We saw him not be able to board that flight recently because he'd had one too many shivas, you know? Like, it's probably isn't going too well for Grieco. It hasn't worked in a minute, you know?
Well, that's yeah, we'll catch up on Grieco next time, but I must say, as they say in my hometown, Bordeaux, au revoir.
Okay, thank you. Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, Johnny Depp. Fantastic.
What a surprise guest.
That was crazy. I'm glad he set the record straight, because I thought it might have been him actually going on Facebook and asking old people.
The funny thing is, we've heard some wild stories about that dude.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if like somebody's like, hey, call this grandma. She'll give you 10 grand. He's like,
can I have some cocaine? Would you be able to give me some cocaine for that?
I did buy an island
and
like 3 million apartments in the Los Angeles area.
Remember he was into the hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to track down the exact same couch that one of the Kardashians had for his daughter for a gift. Like, this guy is wild.
A noble pursuit.
He owned 9 condos in the same building and it wasn't like he was renting them out. He just had them, you know, like, it's great.
Doesn't he have a shitload of cars too?
Probably. Yeah. Cars, islands, got it all. And what else is going on? The things that are not sports.
The day after, the William United Healthcare San Diego? CEO was murked. Mm-hmm. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Connecticut backtracked on their policy of capping anesthesia payments. They were just going to say, you know what, we'll pay for the surgery, but not the anesthesia.
Yeah. You know, an anesthesiologist is
good that gig.
Oh, it is one of the great gigs. You come in because look, you're really playing God, so they're usually huge douches, right? Because they can't kill you very easily. They come in, they put you to sleep, and they watch you while you're, you know, out. And then they make sure you come back. And then they're like, hey, I was here for 11 minutes. That'll be $15,000. And then they go down the hall and they do another guy. And this is the system that we have, right? So this Blue Shield was like, fuck that. Like, we're going to tell you how long you can be asleep for a surgery, and we're only paying up till the fourth minute. You know, like, it's like,
right, just crazy.
How is that the system that we have? That some corporation could go, it's going to take this long. And if it takes longer, you got to pay for that. Not a problem.
By the way, my son needed surgery last month.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Month. Everything okay?
I know. It was a wrist surgery.
Oh, okay.
But they had to put him under because they had to, like, dull the nerves in his whole arm and stuff. So they put him under. And I talked with the anesthesiologist, and she was ridiculously hot. Like, ridiculously hot. And I was like, and she's like, can you sign the papers? And I'm like, what? What were we talking about? Like, I couldn't even concentrate.
A lady anesthesiologist. Ooh, that's a score of all scores. 100%.
Oh, yes. Somebody's a lucky man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they, you know, and I saw, like, CEO, healthcare CEO compensation. And this, the murderer guy, was like one of the lower paid.
Yeah. He was, what, like 5 sticks a year?
Yeah.
Some of these guys are up in the 20s.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe just... Look, here's the deal.
Yeah. Like we've talked about, we're not pro violence.
Yeah.
But if we can't do anything about our shitty healthcare system, that murder absolutely saved people from going bankrupt because of anesthesia.
It's a conversation. Yeah. It's a conversation that people are having now. You know, like, this is, we're talking about it. And we wouldn't be talking about it otherwise. And it's a good conversation to have. My man Bernie Sanders tried to have this conversation 8 years ago, but nobody, it wasn't time.
Right.
Not time. Wasn't the time then. Going to be time later. Time is now, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. Time to pay up.
What else, Ed?
Well, we had a couple big things go on in the week. Thankfully, Assad has been bumped in Syria, but you never know. Yeah. When somebody gets overthrown, the next guy could be worse. You really never know.
The next guy is worse. The next guy's always worse. Libya, Iraq, go down the fucking Gaddafi, list. They're all worse.
Gaddafi, when you look at Gaddafi in history, people are like, whew, we've got something special because the last guy was terrible. And then it became Gaddafi. And you're like, what? That's terrible.
But then
Assad was supposed to be better than his dad.
But Gaddafi, he was fine until he said, hey, let's start the United States of Africa and I'm going to fund it with my oil money. We're going to have our own currency. And then the United States goes, oh, wow. Overthrow. Wait, that guy's got to go. He was fine up until that point, up until he didn't need us anymore.
He was just committing some light terrorism.
Yes, before that. But hey, then he got big time. Ruled with an iron fist, you know, and that's always fine until it's fine in Saudi. The Saudis can do whatever the fuck they want. They can kill journalists. They're our friends. One of these other guys does some shit we don't like, we get a new guy.
Assad, I remember reading that, like, his dad was terrible, and they're like, oh, he'll be better. And then he started gassing his own people. And they're like, oh, I guess we got a worse one.
Yeah.
Anyway, a country that is our friend and like very similar in many ways to the way U.S. works. South Korea, their president last week just declared martial law because it wasn't going well politically for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, after some days of terror, he gave a press conference and said, I'm very sorry for the martial law. So everything's cool now.
Well, they called a general strike. The people rose up and they go, oh, you're declaring martial law? No one is going to work until you're gone. Yeah, we're just not going to work. And guess what? It works. That is an effective strategy. If everybody gets together and says, fuck this, and doesn't do shit, they change the shit. They would do that here with our healthcare if we all just agreed we're not fucking going to work until we have a better system. But that's not going to happen because we're propagandized. Okay, Ed, fantastic work as always. Johnny Depp showed up. Always love it when that happens. Great work.
Who knows when we can get in touch with that guy? Very, he's so busy with his work.
So busy doing all that cocaine.
Open to work.
And drinking all that.
That must have been the biggest slap in the face when they're like, yeah, we're going to revise the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. But not so fast, Johnny. We're going to do it with someone else.
That impossible. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. You were able to listen to episode number 354 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast this week. We told you about F, capital F, small I, capital Z, We will see you next week.
The Lifestyles Baller podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Ron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, Daily Choice Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others.